Blue Ribbon presents The Danny Kaye Show. This is The Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Neighbors, for your entertainment, Pabst Blue Ribbon 33 fine brews blended into one great beer present 33 fine talents blended into one great comedian, Danny Kaye. Continuing his round trip flight for the March of Dimes, we greet our aerial globetrotter, Danny Kaye, as he returns from Washington and sets foot on good old California soil.
Step right down, Mr. Kaye.
Ah, good old sunny California.
There he is, Miss Arden. Hiya, Danny.
Hello, Lionel. Hi, Evie.
Hello, Danny. Welcome home.
Well, thanks, honey. Did you miss me?
Certainly did. This place wasn't the same without you. Now that you're back, we can all return to abnormal.
Ah, you're a doll. Just a little doll. Say, Lionel, would you carry my bags a minute, please? I've got to carry this little bundle I brought back from Washington.
Sure.
I knew it. Danny Kaye, just what is in this little bundle? Another milking machine?
Oh, on the contrary. Look.
Baby.
Well, it ain't Fanny Bryce, sister.
Quiet.
Quiet, baby. No. What's the matter with your baby? You crazy, baby. Hey, baby.
Lionel, turn your face the other way. I thought that would do it.
Danny Kaye, where did that baby come from?
Oh, Eve. It came from Washington.
Well, let me put it another way.
I wish you would.
Who is this baby's mother?
A woman.
Well, that's startling information. Now, who is this woman?
I don't know.
What?
Well, look, I just met her as I was getting on the plane.
What?
Yeah, she was sending her baby to California. She thought I had a kind, motherly face.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she did. So she asked me to take care of him on the trip. Now, the baby's papa's going to meet me here in a minute and pick him up. Isn't he a cute little gurgle puss?
Would you go be good?
Isn't he cute? Don't you? Do you like babies, Lionel?
Yeah, I love babies. They're so young.
Now, there's a brilliant observation.
Gee, it is wonderful, ain't it?
What?
A baby flying 3,000 miles. And look, he's all dressed for the plane trip, too.
What do you mean?
He's wearing a three-cornered parachute.
Did you come straight through, Danny?
Well, I did, but the baby changed at Kansas City.
What? He's a cute little Muppet. What's his name, Danny?
Well, he's a Russian baby. You see, his first name is Gregory Ivanovich Sergei Zdravstvuyte Korchi Sizlyesi Masnyo Zhotsiri Lyakna Bresnyu Zhuji Lyak. Znel Brasnyozhya. And his second name is Gnek.
What's his middle name?
Well, they haven't given him one yet. They're waiting to see which general gets to Berlin first.
Oh, hello. Isn't that a pretty baby?
They don't understand that jive, miss. He's a Russian baby. You gotta say kitschy, kitschy, kuski. But you wouldn't know that.
No, I wouldn't. I'm just his father.
Oh, his father. Oh, well, gee, I hate to part with him, but here.
Oh, gee, thanks. Every time he sees me, he busts out crying.
Well, wait just a minute. I think I can quiet him. You see, it's simple. That's a Russian lullaby.
Oh, guys, you're wonderful. Patrick's asleep.
Patrick?
Sure, that's his name. Patrick Michael O'Malley. Well, thanks again.
That's right.
Patrick Michael O'Malley. What a name for a Russian baby.
Well, his mother's Russian, and I'm Irish.
Well, what do you know? Aaron go Borscht. Say, look, if you get into any trouble with the baby, don't forget to call me up, will you?
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Well, come on, Tavarish. Let's get going back to the hotel.
Okay.
Say, Danny, you have a good time in Washington?
Oh, just wonderful, Lionel. Just wonderful. And, by the way, I brought back a present for you.
For me? Gee.
Yeah, yeah. I got it right here in my pocket. Here you are. The original silver dollar that George Washington threw across the Potomac.
Gosh, thanks, Danny. Hey, wait a minute. Look at the date on this buck. 1912.
Well, that isn't the date he threw it. That's the date they coined it.
Oh, I see. Why didn't I think of that? Gee, ain't I a dope?
You have $1. Would you care to try for two? Say, Danny, I read about the shows you put on for the March of Times. They tell me you were entertaining every minute.
Well, we got quite a lesson in one place, thanks to a certain soprano who sang about 8,000 songs at her own request.
What was her name?
I don't know. But it should have been Lucretia Quivertonsil or Natalie No-Throat or something. Oh, you should have heard her. Not only did she miss notes completely, but when she hit one, she flogged it into exhaustion.
Wasn't there anything good about it?
Oh, yes. Her diction was superb. Just superb. I'll give you an imitation of her sometime singing Eddie, Fairy, a Piper.
Why not do it now?
It coax me.
Ah, oh, come on.
That's enough.
When all the birds have gone to sleep and all the frogs are still, then you will hear the fairy pipes come out upon the hill. Come out, come out, listen on the air. Up there, down there, fairies everywhere. Oh, ha, oh, here, can't you hear the tune? Fairy, fairy pipers underneath the silver moon. But if you doubt that this can be, and question what I say, you'll never hear the melody.
D. The fairy pipers play.
Come out, listen on the air. Up there, down there, fairies everywhere. Oh, I can go here. Can't you hear it?
No wonder Lucretia Quivertonsil was the hit of Washington. Come out, listen on the air.
Quiet, don't you sandpaper, Sinatra.
Why, Miss Sarden, don't you think my voice is cute?
I think it's perfect for calling a taxi. Now call one. Let's get back to the hotel.
Oh, Danny! Hey, Danny!
Well, 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 Ken Niles. Am I glad to see you?
Well, me too. Welcome home, Danny. Hey, come on, I'll run you back to the hotel. Here you are, gang. Step into my private car.
Private car? That looks like a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer truck to me.
Well, you don't think a man in my position would drive anything else, do you?
Holy smoke, look at the size of that truck. How many barrels does it hold?
33. What else?
I should have known that.
Yes, that magic 33. 33 barrels in the truck and 33 delicious brews blended into one great beer. That's Pabst Blue Ribbon every time. Well, here we go.
Gosh, this motor's smooth. You can't even hear it.
Yes, Lionel, that motor's as smooth as Pabst Blue Ribbon, except that you'll hear plenty about that.
With you in the car, I'm sure of it.
You're right, Eve. I like to talk about Pabst Blue Ribbon. Its rich golden color, its superb mellow flavor. That's why people always order Pabst with confidence and serve it with pride.
Ken, look out!
What's wrong?
If you don't keep your mind off your business and on your driving, we'll go right off the road.
Now, don't worry, Eve. No matter where you go, there's no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hey, we almost Pabst the hotel. Step on my brake.
Okay. Well, there you are, Danny. Back home, safe and sound.
Oh, thank you very much. You made it in good time, Ken.
Yeah, and speaking of time, Danny, you got back just in time to hear your pal Harry James and his music makers play their special arrangement of Loveless Love.
Thank you, Harry. That music makes me awfully glad to be back.
Well, you're welcome, Danny, and I do mean welcome home. Did you have a good time in Washington?
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful.
Hey, Danny, did you exchange repartees with a lot of Washington high honorables?
Well, I met the British ambassador and the French ambassador.
That's so? You mean you didn't even have the honor of meeting the ambassador from Brooklyn? Have they severed diplomatic relations again?
No, Lionel. Although we Brooklynites have often been invited to live alone and like it.
Gee, Danny, when you was a kid in Brooklyn, you used to wonder what it would be like to be king.
I must have ever. Gee, king of Brooklyn.
Sure, then I could be a prime minister. Winston Standard. I can see it all now.
You can?
Yeah. It's the big day of your coronation, and you are in your regal robes of mink-dyed skunk, with I.J. Fox personally holding up the train. The park is crowded for the gala event.
Park? What park?
The Brooklyn Ballpark.
Ebbets Field? What a place for a coronation.
Why not? Do you know a better place to get crowned?
King Danny the K, King of Brooklyn, Emperor of Flatbush, Monarch of Greenpert, and Exalted Tsar of Coney Island.
My priceless people of Brooklyn, I greet you.
Get right down!
I implore you to pay heed to your faithful king. Oh, now, fellas, show a little respect toward me, will you?
Yeah, your father takes bath.
On this here day of my coronation here, I feel I ought to say something to you that comes straight from the heart. So I say to you all, shut up!
All good King B, we worship thee, and Voldemort, if Mortar gets you Voldemort, then we'll Voldemort. Other kings may smell, but you are smell-free. You got things for that in the belfry.
After King Danny's coronation, we find him in his royal council chamber, ready to hold court.
Me, King Danny the K, royal dispenser of justice, will now dispense with justice. Who's the first culprit?
Your Majesty, it's the Empire yesterday's baseball game in which our team lose 18-0.
You mean the Brooklyn Dodgers lose and the umpire is still alive? Why hasn't he been hungered? String him up! String up Harry James, too.
What's next?
Well, King, this is a rather touchy subject. Your late father, Ernest the Lip, alias King Charlie the Jump, true to his title, mortgaged our ballpark to the hilt.
The hilt, you say?
Yes.
Ernest the Lip did that?
That's right. So this mortgage has fallen into the hands of Queen Eve of Manhattan there.
Gad Zeus, that's true. What will we do?
There is aught but else to do there.
There is what?
There is aught but else to do there.
That's what I thought of saying.
Listen, marry the Queen of Manhattan there, and the ballpark is ours.
What? Me? The King of Brooklyn? The cultural center of the universe? Marry a barbarian? Never. What is is that for?
Well, I got to keep my lip in shape, don't I?
King, I hate to say this, but unless you marry Queen Eve of Manhattan, we're licked.
But I can't marry Eve. I love another.
Who?
In Brooklyn, we say who.
All right. Whom do you love?
Michael Knacklewish of Coney Island.
Who is this Michael? Is she of royal blood?
Nay, she is a commoner. But what a built on her.
A commoner? What is her station?
Brighton Beach.
Brighton Beach?
Yeah. You know the hot dog stand in Coney Island where they sell foot-long hot dogs?
Ye verily. I had a yard and a half of them only yesterday.
Well, Michael is in charge of the mustard pot there. And what a beauty she is. With her yellow hair and fingers to match.
But, King, you must forget this ranch. You must go to see Queen Eve. See Queen Eve and lift that mortgage. Toot that fire.
Lift that mortgage. Lift that mortgage.
Hold, knave, and state thy business before you enter the castle of Queen Eve.
Tell the queen that King Zanny the K of Brooklyn is here.
So be it. Your Royal Highness, this is King Danny the K.
Art thou certain that yon varlet is King Danny of Brooklyn?
Yea, verily.
Boy, what a built on him. Enter, King Danny, and sit thou here beside me.
Chain off the charm, Queenie. I'm here to talk business.
Oh, fie on business. Let us remember our royal station. First, we'll have tea.
Shall I pour, Your Majesty?
No, I shall. Cream?
A dribble.
Sugar?
A lump.
Lemon?
A squeeze.
Tea?
Never touch it. Now listen, Queenie. By some skullduggery, you got the Ebbetsfield mortgage away from me father.
Oh, fie on your father. Kiss my hand.
Oh, fie on your hand. Now, come on, Queenie. Be a good queen and tear up that mortgage, I tell
Nay,
you.
Nay, not so quick. First, take me in your arms and crush me to you.
Okay, I'm crushing.
Well, there's a bustle I can throw away. Now hold still, I'm going to kiss you. Brace yourself.
Okay, but this is for Brooklyn.
Now, King Danny, how was that?
It must have been pretty good. Our crowns just changed heads.
Oh, King Danny, you're wonderful. You must marry me.
Marry you? Get out of
here. I have spoken. I'll tear up the mortgage after we're married tomorrow.
No marriage.
No mortgage.
Ah, your mother's brother.
Ah, your sister's blister. If you don't marry me, I'll stick my navy on you.
Ah, you and your big fat fleet.
A thousand pardons, Your Majesty. I bring news from Brooklyn.
Where did you get it?
The Daily Eagle just flew by. At this very moment, Michael Knucklewaist lies grievously ill in noise.
That's grievously ill. What happened to Michael?
She got her head caught in a Frankfurter bun.
Was the bun empty?
No, there was a hot dog in it.
Well, thank heaven she ain't trapped in there without food. Come, Lionel. We must hurry to our side.
Oh,
Gee, I hope we reach Michael in time. Poor Michael, trapped in a bun. Lying there with her eyes full of crumbs. A gasping for me. I'm worried. I mean it.
Look, King, there's a crowd around the foot-long hot dog stand. And there's Michael. She's out of the bun.
Michael! Michael, you're safe! Who sprung you?
King Danny. Danny, my kingy.
Gee, Michael. You're all covered with dough.
What are you kicking about? With all that dough, we can pay off the mortgage on our ballpark.
Certainly, certainly. And now Michael and I can be married.
Oh, but Danny, I cannot marry you. I am a commoner, and you are a royalty.
I'll fix that. Kneel down, Michael.
Okay.
With this foot-long hot dog, I dub thee Countess of Coney Island. There's a question I'd like to be popping you.
Well, go on, I don't see nothing stopping you.
Well, Michael, my turtle, I'll make this real terse. Will you take me for better or worse as your church? Kindly answer no or yours.
You know the answer, of course.
And so they were married in fact when they parried. To hear them we call once again.
Hear the umpire!
Danny the K, the good king of Brooklyn.
And who may I ask, intrudes his presence in the midst of these emotional nuptial ceremonies?
Tis I, Kenneth the Niles, bearing good tidings. My credentials.
Mm-hmm. An eminent emissary from the far-off kingdoms of Milwaukee and Peoria.
Ah, yea, verily. And just as in your kingdom happiness triumphs, so in mine we too brew happiness.
You do?
Indeed we do, for we brew Pabst Blue Ribbon, the great beer that is blended from no less than 33 fine brews. Would you care to examine our crest?
Well, what a beautiful crest. A golden amber bottle rampant on a field of blue ribbons. What a feast for the eye.
Ah, gadzooks, and what a feast for the taste. For the liquid within that bottle is smooth and delicious and mellow. For many years, people of every land have shouted the praises of the outstanding quality of Pabst Blue Ribbon. They have ordered it with confidence and served it with pride.
Young man, thou dost trip a tempting tongue.
An easy matter, sire, for no matter where one goes, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hail to Pabst, hear, hear.
Nay, hail to Pabst, beer, beer.
Well, well, Niles, let's leave the mythical kingdom of Brooklyn and get back to reality.
Hello. Oh, it's for you, Danny.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Gabe. This is Mr. O'Malley, and I'm having an awful time trying to keep the baby quiet. Would you tell him a bedtime story?
Oh, sure. Just put him on the phone.
Oh, what's the matter with your baby? Yeah.
How'd you ever get those days?
I got a baby.
I got a baby, Danny.
I got a baby.
Ooh, I'm Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Listen, Bublitsky, you listen while Uncle Danny tells you a nice bedtime story. Some lullaby music, Harry. Good night.
Good morning,
go, we want to sincerely thank the Screen Guide Poll for choosing our own star, Danny Kaye, as the outstanding motion picture comedian of the past year for his performance in Up in Arms, and Movie Land Magazine for picking Harry James and his music makers as the nation's best author. The original music and lyrics for King of Brooklyn were written by Sylvia Fine. The program is directed by Dick Mack and was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Peoria, Illinois. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.